Hi, I'm Joe Cannon, and I am excited to welcome you to the Marketing Insights Podcast. I'm a marketing professor at Colorado State University and one of the authors, along with Bill Peralt, of the McGraw-Hill introductory marketing text, Essentials of Marketing. Good marketing is often associated with helping a company make more profits, but can marketing help do more for its customers, employees, key stakeholders, and the world in which it operates? I think the answer is yes, and I would like to talk to you today about a topic near and dear to my heart, marketing for a better world. My goal today is to first introduce you to what I mean by marketing for a better world, second, explain why I think this idea is important for today's marketing managers and students of marketing, and third, offer some examples of marketing for a better world. Let me start by clarifying what I'm talking about today. What do I mean by marketing for a better world? Marketing for a better world builds on some foundational concepts that are a core part of a good marketing course, and good marketing practice, including marketing ethics, social responsibility, triple bottom line, and the marketing concept. Let's refresh how that fits. By marketing ethics, we typically mean the moral standards that guide marketing decisions and actions. Ethics can exist at the level of the individual employee or for the company. In essence, it means do the right thing, with, quote, right, having some variation across people, cultures, and organizations, though we can generally agree on some practices that are clearly unethical. Marketing for a better world should include making ethical decisions, but goes well beyond that. But our first foundational concept for marketing for a better world is do the right thing. Social responsibility refers to a firm's obligation to increase its positive effects on society and reduce its negative effects. Social responsibility is often treated as independent from marketing. It's typically housed in a separate unit of the business. Often organizations make marketing strategy decisions without much thought for corporate social responsibility. Instead, a firm might donate to charities or causes in the name of social responsibility, but primarily to bolster their image. Marketing for a better world is more narrow than this, and believes that all marketing strategy decisions should consider positive effects on society. So our second foundational concept draws on these increasing these positive effects on society, though we integrate this goal directly into our marketing strategy planning process. Marketing for a better world also builds on the idea of the triple bottom line. A triple bottom line measures an organization's economic, social, and environmental outcomes. Profit is the traditional economic outcome. Social refers to how the company's business activities affect its employees and other people in the communities where it operates. This might also include taking into account the conditions of its suppliers' workers, or even the distributors it uses. The third bottom line recognizes environmental responsibility, usually seeking to at least not harm the natural environment. Finally, marketing for a better world recognizes the marketing concept. The marketing concept means that an organization aims all its efforts at satisfying customers at a profit. We've already talked about how we're broadening the idea of profit here and thinking about a triple bottom line. But at its core, good marketing satisfies customer needs. The last idea is important because of trends we are seeing in the world today. Marketing has a responsibility to target customers and, as we have said, to satisfy consumer needs and as consumers or customers see them. The personal needs of a growing number of consumers in the United States and many developed countries include making the world a better place. These consumers are more likely to support brands and firms that provide a good product and act in ways that preserve the environment, support women, advance healthcare in developing countries, contribute to ending hunger, support minorities, or embrace some other better world cause. These same consumers are much less likely to buy from a firm shown to act unethically or irresponsibly. Many companies engaging in marketing for a better world are therefore responding to customer needs. When those customers advocate and share positive word of mouth about a firm's good behaviors, or spread negative word of mouth about a company's bad behaviors, then businesses that seek marketing strategies that are both profitable and make a better world are acting rationally and in their own best interest. Today's consumers are much more likely to make brand decisions around what serves their own personal interests and the interests of society. Okay, so I promised to get to a more formal definition or approach. What do I mean by marketing for a better world? So building on marketing ethics, social responsibility, the triple bottom line, and the marketing concept, and also drawing on two recent presentations on rethinking marketing by Professors Ajay Kohli and another by Professor Linda Price, from what I believe, marketing for a better world involves marketing strategies that contribute to a world where buyers and sellers make better decisions, are healthier, and through consumption choices, or perhaps decisions not to consume, experience a better quality of life. So we need to help customers make better decisions. Buyers and sellers also make decisions that have less adverse impact on others. And so we can contribute to that by making sure the choices that if they choose our products or brands, these are going to have less impact on a negative impact on others. Marketing strategy decisions should also consider how they can address some of the world's most challenging problems, including hunger, poverty, and climate change. While a single marketing strategy may not address all of these are the types of considerations we expect in better world marketing strategies. All the while, such strategies should have the objective of making, though not always maximizing, the firm's profits. Thus, I propose that individual marketing strategy decisions should strive to make profits and make the world a better place, and that these concepts do so while also addressing the needs of today's customers. Why do we need to practice and teach better world marketing? I could just say that it's the right thing to do, but more importantly, it addresses customer needs, which should lead to long-term profits as well. It is a win-win strategy. There are other winners with teaching and practicing marketing for a better world. First, it helps students better recognize marketing as a positive force for the world. In my classes, I find that many young people come into the class, and heck, many older people I talk to as well, and they have a negative view of marketing, a view that I don't believe is borne out by the practices of most marketing-oriented companies. But many people today are deeply suspicious and cynical about marketing. Many people see marketing's primary activity as convincing people to buy stuff they don't need and can't afford. I don't think that many of us who teach or practice marketing think of ourselves as evil. In fact, most of us see the good side of marketing. Marketing that addresses customer needs, contributes to innovation and a better quality of life. This means it is incumbent on those of us that teach marketing and those of us that practice marketing to show how good marketing can be done. Second, companies that practice better world marketing are finding that being purpose-driven helps them attract top talent. Unilever's CEO has publicly stated that its focus on sustainable has been particularly helpful in attracting the best talent. Many of our young people today are more focused on doing good in the world as compared to making money. I find that, as compared to a generation ago, students today are much more likely to take a lower-paying job that offers them a sense of meaning and purpose. So what are some examples of marketing for a better world? You might wonder if companies are really working toward making a better world. A surprising number of companies are finding that they can make profits and make the world a better place. It just requires the right attitude and some creative marketing thinking. Consider the following. Nestle, known for its candy, also recognizes the harms caused by sugar, so it has prioritized reducing sugar in its products. Its R&D department has created a prototype hollowed-out sugar crystal that may reduce the amount of sugar in some of its products, including chocolate, by as much as 40%. Cemex, which makes cement and other building products for sale in Latin America, overhauled its business model and figured out how to help 500,000 Latin American families build their own home for one-third the usual time and cost. and C-Mex still makes a profit. Warby Parker donates a pair of glasses to someone in need for every pair it sells. Norwegian fertilizer maker Yara helped launch a green revolution in the East African country of Tanzania. Yara led a public-private partnership to revitalize an area of Tanzania about the size of Italy, making it more farming-friendly and boosting the incomes of small local farmers. Yara sells fertilizer and teaches better farming techniques. Many farmers have seen a tenfold increase in crop yields since the program began, and Yara now holds a 50% market share in the country. Win-win. Researchers at Coca-Cola developed a new technology for plastic bottles used for many of its products. Plant bottle packaging looks and functions just like traditional PET plastic bottles, and it is recyclable. But because these bottles are partially made from plant material, they have a much smaller carbon footprint, making them better for the environment and an example of marketing for a better world. To accelerate future development of plant-based plastics and to promote marketing for a better world, Coke shared this technology with Ford, Heinz, Nike, and Procter & Gamble, but not Pepsi. Levi Strauss, known best for its blue jeans, uses its influence to help suppliers become a force for good. Most of Levi's suppliers are in developing countries and employ large numbers of young women. Levi's wanted to help improve the quality of life for hundreds of thousands of garment workers across its supply chain. So it designed its Improving Worker Well-Being course. This 10-week course with topics like health, hygiene, communication, and critical thinking has really been popular with its suppliers. Initially reluctant, factory managers were pleasantly surprised to find that graduates of the program were happier, healthier, and more productive and loyal. These better workers are making better garments for Levi's, so Levi's is one as well. I hope I have encouraged you to have a more positive view of what marketing can do and how it can help make the world a better place. If you are interested in seeing more about how this works in practice, I encourage you to check out the forthcoming 17th edition of Essentials of Marketing. The new edition includes more than 100 examples of firms doing just that.